You know, we just read that report from the New York Times. Something I've been telling you for maybe a year now. I'd have to go back and look how long we've been talking about this. But I said, when the schools started closing down and the closures were extended over and over, I said there will be millions of kids that never come back to class. Well, guess what? I was spot on. The New York Times now says more than 3 million kids nationwide left school, never came back. I think the number is far higher. That, by the way, would be equal to the entire school-age population of the state of Florida, 3 million. Congressman Tim Walberg here from Michigan South Congressional District. Biden failed to deliver on the promise to reopen schools, and governors around this country kept schools closed to the detriment of students, but to the benefit of the teachers' unions. Congressman, welcome back.
Good to be back with you, and it's always interesting to come here and find issues we're going to talk about, and this is one of the most important issues that we could talk about, and that's education of our kids, as opposed to indoctrination or just letting it slide. And we have to get our educational system working again for the students and not necessarily for the unions.
Well, this is collateral damage to our young people, not done by a virus, because they're not really susceptible to the virus to have bad outcomes. This was created and perpetuated by politicians and bad policy, and it creates a generational problem. This isn't something that solves itself in a week or two. It doesn't solve itself when the school year starts over again, because many of these people that left, and I said this from the beginning, will be the kids from the neighborhoods that could least afford it, would pay the highest price by dropping out of school, kids that are on the bubble in marginal communities. Maybe they're homeless. Maybe they have a bad home life. They don't have the access to the computers and the stuff that they need, and they never come back. And then what happens to them?
Yeah, and then you think about the kids with special needs, too.
Right.
And to that, we've seen that there's a 40% increase in negative impact in students' mental health and emotional well-being as well. And it's all come as a result of kids not being in their normal setting, at the very least, being with their peers, being with their teachers, face-to-face instruction. And, you know, I've met teachers out there that want to be face-to-face, but the unions are restricting that and saying no. And, of course, the school boards, who I'll be meeting with here shortly, a set of school boards in one of my counties, are not standing up to the plate and saying, doggone it, we're here as a ministry of education to kids, and it's a sacrifice that some of us have to take to be brave enough to go back and do the right thing, educate our kids. I mean, Steve, you've read the Constitution probably many times. You've probably read the state Constitution, Article 8, Section 1, that says religion, morality, knowledge being necessary for good government and the happiness of mankind, schools and the means of education shall forever be encouraged. It is being discouraged by our governor. It is being discouraged by our teachers' unions. And our kids are being caught in the process.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And like I say, it's a generational problem. Because you look at the at-risk communities, as they are called in some places, the people that have single-parent homes, where maybe the mom or dad work third shift, so they're not even around, so the kids are left to their own devices because there is no school to go to. And so you're right, depression, use of drugs and alcohol, suicide, all of these things. Also a big part of the picture here. And Dopey Joe and Company in Washington, their solution is to give schools 150%, 175%, some 200% of their annual budgets for what? The kids aren't there. The kids are dropping out. The kids are never coming back. And yet all of this money is being poured into the schools. And what are we getting out of it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have more money that has gone toward education relative to the COVID issue that is supposed to be used to educate our kids, to provide the resources necessary to do it safely, to get the teachers back in the classroom. And then we have the CDC says, it's safe, you can do it, you can be back in the classroom, you can even move within 3 feet of each other. And now we're finding out that the vaccinations that have been put out there, many teachers have chosen not to get that, and that's fine. That's their choice and ought to be their choice. There shouldn't be a mandate, but the choice should be get back to school.
Yeah, you can't choose not to get the vaccine and stay home. I mean, the kids need to be in class. And the other thing you point out, the special needs kids. have taken it on the chin worse than maybe other sectors of the educational spectrum, because there is no second plan for them. There is no backup plan for them. They need that structure. They need that education. They need that daily interaction with people, and it's not there. And I think that we've made grave errors here. And then we see that the American Federation of Teachers is involved to make the decisions with the CDC. We're allowing the teachers' union, a political organization that's standing to make a lot of money out of all of this, deciding when schools reopen. I mean, what a disaster that is.
It truly is a disaster. They are public servants. They serve at the will and the wish of the community in which they teach. And I'm not opposed to teachers. I was raised by a teacher.
Me
with
too.
Three aunts as teachers. My daughter-in-law was a public school teacher. My wife taught public school for a while here in our community. I'm not opposed to that, but that's a job, that's a ministry, that's a responsibility that must be taken. And even in times of hard times, when we have grocery store clerks that come back to work and stand in front of the community day in and day out with less security than they would have in a classroom, you got to ask the question, where is the teachers' union? And again, it's the teachers' union we're talking about that needs to step up and admit to the fact that they're not about education. They're about being a union and requiring things of taxpayers that aren't necessarily responsible for good education. So it's a time to look forward. If we're going to get people back to work, we need their kids in school. But I think, Steve, the one bright spot is that some of these kids, their parents have found a way to do it anyway, and they've gone to a non-public school, a private parochial Christian
sure.
school, or they're home educating their kids. And there's some real value in those areas as well. So all isn't lost, but it's a shame we don't have an educational system that is full-blown and comprehensive
right.
that's working for the best interests of the students.
I've got about a minute here, Congressman. I want to ask you about politics closer to your home in Michigan. The governor, Governor Whitmer, refusing to answer questions about asking for the use of a private jet that would have cost $40,000 for the round trip to Florida. Apparently, she spent 4 days, not two. When it comes to campaign finance, not a federal candidate, but a statewide candidate, you would know about this. If she gets a gift of $40,000 from anyone in the state, how is that reported? How does that have to be handled?
That's a big question. That's something I couldn't even take. I mean, I'd be up before the Ethics Committee immediately
right.
in Washington. I could not take a jet like that. I could not take a provision of a jet like that. If I did take the jet, I'd have to pay full price for it, what the going rate would be. And then there would be even some restrictions on it. So I don't know what there is here at the state level specifically, but I would think we ought to be checking out very carefully to see if there are some untoward dealings that are going on with this governor, especially when it appears again and again that she's a person of do as I say, not as I do.
Congressman Tim Walberg, I think you nailed it. Thank you, sir. Thank you for being here as always, my friend.
We'll have a wonderful Pure Michigan weekend.
I certainly will. Congressman Tim Walberg, everybody here. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
Summer's around the corner, and Grilla Grills want you to kick it off with an awesome new grill. Enter the Independence Day giveaway at SteveGruber.com. Click on the Grilla Grills banner for a chance to win a brand new Silverback Alpha Connect. With Grilla Grills' newest Wi-Fi-enabled pellet smoker, you can control your grill from anywhere. Fire it up, set temperatures and alarms, and get instant troubleshooting help all from the palm of your hand wherever you have service. Grilla Grills is family-owned and veteran-run. It's a Michigan business. Stay out of the big box stores this summer. Support local businesses like Grilla Grills. That's GRILLA Grills.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing is going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your electric bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With Well Connect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a Well Connect hybrid geothermal system. Well Connect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, Well Connect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to Well Connect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com. WellConnectSaves.com or call 989-356-2113. Well Connect.